Hello again. Today, June 22nd, we celebrate the feast of two Catholic leaders, John Fisher and Thomas More. They each stood firmly on their conscience and faith, and as a result, were both martyred under the authority of King Henry VIII in 1535 for opposing the king's marriage to Anne Boleyn and refusing to accept the king as the supreme head of the Church of England. Thomas More was the better known of the two. He was an English lawyer, judge, social philosopher, author, statesman, and noted Renaissance humanist. He was a friend of the Renaissance writer Erasmus. More also served Henry VIII as Lord High Chancellor of England from October 1529 to May 1532. Through his writings, Thomas More was a significant contributor to the Christian humanism of the sixth that emerged from the 16th century onward. More's most significant work was titled Utopia, published in 1516, which describes the political system of an imaginary island state. Certainly, John Fisher and Thomas More gave witness to St. Paul's words in the first reading, where we read, quote, "Beloved, do not be surprised that a trial by fire is occurring among you, as if something strange were happening to you," unquote. Or in the words of Jesus from today's gospel, quote, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword," unquote. Thomas More is most especially known in contemporary times because of the portrayal of his courage in the play and then movie, A Man for All Seasons. Have you ever seen this magnificent film? In 1967, A Man for All Seasons received 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actor, Paul Scofield. I recall my senior year of high school reading the play by Robert Bolt and was mesmerized by many of the images and metaphors. Father Hennigan, our Augustinian priest and English teacher, drew attention to some of the profound statements which the playwright attributed to More. Allow me to recite a few. In addressing his son-in-law, William Roper, More asserted, quote, "And when the last law was down and the devil turned around on you, where would you hide, Roper? The laws all being flat. This country's planted thick with laws from coast to coast, man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? Yes, I give the devil benefit of the law for my own safety's sake," unquote. Challenging his son-in-law against lack of firm principles, More states, quote, "Well, I trust you with my life, but not your principles. You see, we speak of being anchored to our principles. But if the weather turns nasty, you up with an anchor and let it down where there's less wind and the fishing's better. And look, we say, look, I'm anchored to my principles," unquote. And then while in prison, More responded to his daughter Meg's pleading to sign the oath affirming the king's supremacy over religion in England. Then in that scene, More asserted, quote, "When a man takes an oath, Meg, he's holding his own self in his own hands. Like water, More cups his hands. And if he opens his fingers then, he needn't hope to find himself again. Some men aren't capable of this, but I'd be loath to think your father one of them," unquote. Now, More had some, many ways, more profound quotes than this. And here are a few of his actual statements that are still significant for us in the 21st century. More wrote, quote, most of these are from his book, Utopia. "What does it avail to know that there is a God, which you not only believe by faith, but also know by reason? What does it avail that you know him if you think little of him?" Unquote. Another, quote, "When statesmen forsake their own private conscience for the sake of their public duties, they lead their country by a short road to chaos," unquote. Another one, quote, "You wouldn't abandon ship in a storm just because you couldn't control the winds," unquote. There's another one from his great book, Utopia. quote, "The many great gardens of the world of literature and poetry, of painting and music, of religion and architecture, all make the point as clear as possible. The soul cannot thrive in the absence of a garden. If you don't want paradise, you are not human. If you're not human, you don't have a soul," unquote. He writes further in Utopia, quote, "How can anyone be silly enough to think himself better than other people because his clothes are made of finer woolen thread than theirs? After all, those fine clothes were once worn by a sheep, and they never turned it into anything better than a sheep," unquote. And folks, the final line of the play and the movie and the actual last words of Thomas More were, before he was beheaded, quote, "I die the king's faithful servant, but God's first," unquote. Simply quoting Thomas More does not do justice to the eloquence by which Paul Scofield captures More's heroic voice of faith. I invite you to click on the link next to today's homily and be inspired by the final scene of the movie in the great denouement, by where Paul Scofield, the great actor, portrays the great man, the man for all seasons. Friends, on this feast day, we celebrate the wisdom and heroic of two friends, John Fisher and Thomas More. They were indeed men for all seasons.